We're here on the 2013 IFHA Congress in Argentina. We just stopped here in Profertil with Pablo Pusseto.
Yes, that's correct.
And Pablo, why don't you tell me your title here with the company, and I understand you're also involved with the fertilizer group nationally with the country?
Yes, really. Well, my role here in Profertil, I'm the commercial manager in Profertil. I started working in Profertil in 1999, when at that point in time, Profertil was just a project. The plant, the production facility we have, was under construction. So at present, Profertil operates an ammonia and urea complex in Bahía Blanca. There we produce around 1.1 million tons of granular urea on an yearly basis. And that urea is mainly oriented to the neighboring countries, Uruguay, Brazil, and Argentina, and to supply most of the domestic market. More or less, 80% of all the urea consumed in Argentina is supplied by Profertil at present.
How many locations do you have?
Well, we have our production complex located in Bahía Blanca, and then we have the largest also distribution network for fertilizer in Argentina, with operation at the main ports in Argentina. That is the case of Necochea, that is located in the southeast of Buenos Aires province. That area is where what we call the wheat belt is located, or the main growing area for wheat. And then we own two other terminals along the Paraná River, one located in San Nicolas, and one other located in Puerto General San Martin. That is where we're sitting today.
And your company is less than 20 years old then, right?
Yes. As I mentioned, the company was formed in 1997. This is a joint venture between two companies, two shareholders. One is YPF. YPF is the largest petroleum company here in Argentina. And the other partner is Agrium. Agrium is a Canadian-based company that is specialized in the production and commercialization of fertilizer. So the production in our complex started in year 2001. And obviously, as a company, we have a very strong commitment with the development of the fertilizer business in Argentina. We are the largest producer and commercialization company of fertilizer in Argentina. And we are currently putting in operation this new terminal here in San Lorenzo area, with a total investment of $60 million, with a storage capacity of 200,000 tons of fertilizer. And once in 100% operation level, we assume we are going to move around 600,000 tons of fertilizer through this terminal. Along with this, we are now investing $150 million in our production facility, and that will allow us to increase our urea production capacity in around 125,000 tons by year 2015.
Well, you gave a little bit of an overview of the outlook and status of the fertilizer use here in Argentina.
Yes, and obviously, we have moved a long way. Really, the use of fertilizer technology has improved a lot. But we still have a long way to go. And that is why not only Profertil, but all the main players in the fertilizer industry, we work a lot in education to the farmers. That is why we have formed an institution that is called Fertilizar. That association provides technical information to the farmers, develop also field data, or gathers field data in order to prove the importance of the use of fertilizers as a way of making our agricultural activity more sustainable over time. The bottom message is that we cannot continue mining our soil to make our agricultural practice. We need to replenish the nutrients that we extract on every season, And for sure, that is one of the main focus we keep on a daily basis. The concept is not to use a lot of fertilizer, but to use the correct fertilizer, the correct amount of fertilizer, in order to maximize not only the economic value or yield or economic variables, but at the same time make your crop more sustainable or your agricultural practice more sustainable.
Well, at the same time, your use of fertilizer has increased in the country. Your yields have also basically doubled in the last 20 years.
Yes, obviously, in that case, genetics play an important role. But it's not only genetics, because if you don't provide the enough amount of nutrient to the plant, it will not grow. Obviously, the other key is related to the no-till technology. As you may know, Argentina adopted the no-till technology very rapidly, that has also helped in this focus in order to make our agriculture more efficient and increase the yield per hectare.
I didn't ask about this, but how much in the United States we use a lot of the precision technology, yield mapping, and to especially with relation to nutrients and fertilizer. Are you seeing increasing use of that here in Argentina?
That is a practice that is also increasing. Obviously, if you analyze the total cost for producing fertilizer after the seed or at the same level maybe than the seed, is one of the highest costs for the farmer. So even though the Pampas is a very even kind of soil, you have also differences. So the best way to adapt the fertilization technology to those differences in soil requirements is using precision technology. And yes, GPS reference equipment are being used and developed and built here in Argentina in order to have the possibility to apply fertilizer with a higher degree of precision.
You gave a short-term and a longer-term outlook for demand this year and also through 2018. Can you tell us what that is?
Well, obviously, as we have discussed before, the fertilizer demand has grown significantly. If we analyze the short-term or the current season, we are facing some challenges related to weather on one hand, challenges related to profitability for the farmers, considering both variables. International pricing for grains is down compared to some years ago, and at the same time, some of the costs for the farmers in U.S. dollars in Argentina are going up. We have, let's say, inflation in U.S. dollar, so that squeezes the margin for the producer, and in that environment, the decision or the short-term decision the farmer is making to go to soybeans that in Argentina uses a lower level of technology, even fertilizer. So that implies lower investment and a lower perceived risk. The problem with this is that it's not sustainable to make soybeans on every season. So in the years to come, we think that some of these variables will straighten out and the profitability for the farmers will come back. This will allow them to use more fertilizers and make a more equilibrated crop planning, not so focused on soybeans only, but also including other cereals into the rotation, as wheat, corn, or sorghum. That is one challenge. And the other challenge, as I also said before, is related to education to the farmer, to showing the farmer that they need to replenish fertilizer or nutrients to the soil, that the natural fertility of the Pampas is no longer there or has already been depleted. So now is the time to include technology and fertilization technology to make our production more sustainable.
You also talked about as the fertilizer use has gone up in this country, you've had to import more from other countries. You import from the United States?
Yes, for sure. You know that the Florida area in the States is one of the main phosphate producers. You have companies like Foschem there, Mosaic, that are very large producers worldwide. And in the case of Argentina, we import a lot of fertilizer, mainly phosphates, from MAP, DAP, from the States. And the other sources for phosphates fertilizers are mainly Russia and north of Africa. I would say that other fertilizers coming from the States, there are not. In some cases, we may import some UAN, that is also widely used in the case of the States, and has been a growing fertilizer also in the case of Argentina.
So overall, though, you see a good growth area for fertilizer production in Argentina.
Well, obviously, we have some limitations that are related to raw material availability. There are no important phosphate rock reserves in our country, so we will keep dependent on imported phosphates. But in the case of nitrogen, obviously, there we have challenges in the short term related to natural gas availability. But there is a lot of natural gas. The challenge ahead we have as a country is to be able to provide incentives to bring that gas or make that gas available for the industry.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Pablo.
You're welcome. Nice to meet you.
We appreciate you hosting us and letting us giving us all this good information.
No, thank you.